Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez, joining me now in studio from the Hills, New Beginnings, Brody Jenner and his wife, Caitlin. How are you?
We're great.
Wonderful.
Yes. Are you guys a little exhausted from the press and this relentless promotion?
I just got back from Miami last night at like midnight, so I'm a little tired from that. But besides that, no, it's been fun, man. It's been great getting to travel around. Yeah. We were just in New York, so that was fun.
Were you working in Miami or doing some promotion?
I was working. I was DJing
okay.
out there.
Yeah, nice.
In Boca. Yeah, I was in Miami for a couple of days and then went to Boca. And it was good times.
Last time I saw you, I believe you were working too. We were in San Diego. We were both nursing injuries too.
That is very true.
Right?
That is true. I
ruptured my Achilles, but what'd you do to your foot?
I shattered my heel.
Yeah, that didn't sound like fun either.
Literally, I recovered from that and then shattered my elbow.
Come on.
I swear to God, like 6 months after I shattered my elbow, recovered from that, then went surfing for the first time, and my board flipped up, hit me, tore my tricep off the same elbow, had another surgery, and that was 3 weeks ago, and now
it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Caitlin's been, you know, till death right? do us part, and sickness and in health, she's been put to the test.
My wife and I are living the same life, because as soon as my Achilles, then I messed up, and then I got carpal tunnel. Right? When we were dealing. And then, no, but it's worse than it does.
That doesn't sound as bad as a shattered heel.
Hold on a second. Yeah. No, but it's a pain. No, but it's more severe. It's not like just from typing, right?
It's a nerve.
From acute thing. Yeah. And then, as I was healing, I got some serious nerve damage in my neck. I couldn't squeeze. It's a,
no way.
We're a hot mess.
I know. What's
right?
going
That's what
on?
Happens when you're active.
And getting older.
Exactly. Thanks, Caitlin.
Although sometimes if you wake up from a nap, you can move your head wrong and you get injured as well.
Well,
so.
That's a whole
I just did
game.
That the other day.
Yeah,
exactly what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, at least you look good, man.
Oh, good man.
He does.
Yeah,
and Caitlin, you've managed to stay healthy? No injuries?
Yeah, so far so good.
So far so good. Can't have two people broken down right there.
Yeah.
Congrats, by the way. I know you guys just celebrated your first anniversary, right?
Yes, we did.
Thank you.
Did you do anything special? Or?
What did we do, babe? I don't know. We
went to John and Vinny's, which we hadn't been to. Have you been there?
No, where's it
at? Kind of like the hot new little Italian spot. He always gets, I drive him crazy because I always want to try new restaurants
around
LA. But yeah, they've got great Italian. We went there, had a nice bottle of wine.
Okay.
We just kind of keep it mellow when it comes to that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I like a good marathon meal. Where's that located, by the way?
There's one in Brentwood and one in West Hollywood.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
good. John
Vinny's.
I'm going to check it out. You liked it?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it is. It actually was. I'm not going to lie. It was amazing.
Good. Really good. I'm excited to hear that. Hills is back, of course. New Beginnings. Were you reluctant at all to revisit this? And,
oh, yeah.
And how much convincing did it take?
Oh, yeah. We were reluctant. You know, anytime you are bringing cameras into your home life, it's get a little nerve-wracking. But ultimately, we had a lot of friends that were still doing the show. Yeah. Frankie Delgado, obviously a good friend of mine, Whitney, Adrina. And yeah, what do you think, babe? I mean, eventually we just...
Well, because Brody's been DJing for so long and I've been working in the fashion space, we always have been working kind of totally separately, actually. So this time around, we figured if we could do this project together, it'd be nice. We spend more time together. And
that's a smart way to look at it.
Yeah, she just wants to be with me all the time, 24/7. You know, it's just, come on.
Make sure you don't bust your ass.
Yeah, apparently I need to be.
You're seriously.
So finding the two of you on the show, like when it begins?
Like what's happening in our life?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the first couple scenes, they really took off running actually with filming. They start by filming us at our house actually. And a lot of what we shot was at home. So it really is personal. Like a lot of people have asked if the show's still scripted because it was partially back in the day. And this time around it's not.
Nice.
So it really is our real life. It's, you know, we talk a lot about whether we're going to be having kids anytime soon on the show. We talk about all kinds of fun stuff.
And are you?
You know, one of these days for sure. Yeah, we'll see.
One of us needs a little more convincing than the other one does.
It's not like that. I don't want to have kids. I want to have kids. Kids are amazing and I would love to. It's just right now, we're both extremely, extremely busy, but I also hear that is there ever really a right time?
There's never really a perfect time if you look for it, but I will say, once you do have them, it is the greatest blessings, but, it is a game changer.
Yeah.
You know, but the best kind.
Yeah.
It's the hardest job you'll ever love. That's what people say to me.
Yeah, it's exactly it.
You know, I think it'll happen.
And a kid could get you a spinoff show.
There you go.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. It's better for the blog. You know, you gotta get on the blog.
Who's changed the most, Brody?
That's funny. Yeah, we get that question a lot. On the show, I would have to say Jason Waller, who's on the show. He back in the day was struggling pretty hard with drugs and addiction and he's come around full. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's very inspiring to be around, super positive. He's definitely turned his life around for the better.
Nice.
I think he's changed the most. Changed the least, I would say maybe Spencer and Heidi. I was hoping at least Spencer, change a little bit, but he's still Spencer, but you gotta love him. You know, he's entertaining, that's for sure.
Were you guys friends back in the day or did it end?
We were really close back in the day, way back in the day when we were young. And then we went through a rough patch kind of in the last hills, actually.
Okay.
And then we didn't really speak for a while during that period. We did after that for a little bit on and off. And then now not so much with him. He makes it extremely difficult, to be honest. Like he does, he constantly, I try to make these efforts to have a better friendship and it's tough with him, every single day he's mad at you for something new and you're trying to figure it out. So
mad at you, like
makes it difficult.
You already got a wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Thank you. Jesus. Somebody understands. Thank you, Mario. Oh my God.
Speaking of which, Kaylee, did you watch the show a lot growing up?
I did.
Growing up, not that you're that dead, or should I say
kind of actually. No, I did. I did watch the show and I was a big fan. I loved following all the girls on the show and their career paths. That's what I loved the most about it. I loved watching Whitney go to work for DVF and all, the girls working for Teen Vogue. And so I used to watch it back then. Nice. I remember that's how I knew who Brody was.
See that?
Yeah. How'd you two meet, by the way?
Oh, we met at the Casa Amigos party. At Michael Meldman's Casamigos, the Halloween party.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We did, actually.
What were you dressed as?
A unicorn.
A very sexy unicorn. It wasn't just a unicorn.
So you were horny that day.
She was,
literally.
Hey.
You like that double entendre?
That was good. That was good.
What
I'm
were
not
you
mad
dressed
at that.
As?
I was a Dia de los Muertos.
Oh, okay.
Like I had the, face paint. And
yes.
Like
the accent.
Muy bien.
Trying to get the accent right. Still working on it.
And what did you go up and say to her? You remember the first thing?
Oh, she was actually hanging out with a buddy of mine. And so I just kind of used the buddy as the in. I saw her from across the bar. I saw, she knows this person. Went up, hey, how's it going, man? Just really wanted to talk to her. And that's how it all started.
There you go. And the rest is history. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's some new people joining the show, right? Misha Barton.
Misha Barton's on there. Brandon Lee.
Okay.
Who I grew up with in Malibu. He's awesome. He's a great addition to the show for sure.
Yeah, I assumed because I knew he was from out there, so you've known him his whole life.
Yeah, watched him grow up as a little kid, him and his brother. Both from Malibu, surf. That's kind of where I know him from.
Yeah, yeah. That must be so idyllic growing up out there, man? Is it just like you don't need a vacation, really? Where do you go for, you know what I mean? It's already a vacation as a life.
It's so true. It is such a beautiful place. It's changed a lot over the years from when I was a kid. It's
really? How so?
I don't know. Back in the day, I feel like it was a little more of a small town. Now I feel like a lot of people out there have a lot of vacation homes. You know,
yeah.
You don't see as many permanent residents that stay around, which is kind of a bummer like it used to be. But it's still a great place. You know, it gets a little more crowded and they just put a Whole Foods in. It's just, you know, it's developing, which that's, you know, it's bound to happen sometime.
How did Malibu not already have a Whole Foods?
Yeah, by the way, it seemed like that would be like the first spot. Exactly.
We have everything but Whole Foods. Yeah. Yeah. Not every other fancy grocery store.
Yeah.
Now you're straight. You also started a band?
I've been DJing, doing music my whole life. I think we talked about back in the day, I had a band called Face Humper.
Yes, back in the day.
I know we had a little conversation about that. Yeah.
Good.
So yeah, that was back in the day. So I've always been in music, doing drums, and then was DJing for a while, still DJing, and joined a few buddies of mine. We put something together. It's kind of like got a rock electronic thing called Oz. It's great. It's cool. We just released our first single. Actually, we're doing MTV, our first debuting our music video on MTVU coming up very soon. So that'll be cool.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, it's been
fun. How often are you on the road, would you say now?
Pretty much right now, every weekend, you know, every weekend I'm usually working on the road. That's why I was just in Miami, you know, cause people want to party on the weekend. So they need a DJ, I come out.
I think it kind of keeps it healthy though, right? For the relationship. I tell my wife too, is that, you know, these little quick, you get an opportunity to miss each other. It's not too long.
Yeah. Right? We're both really independent in our relationship. I spend a lot of time with my friends anyway and family. And so whenever he's away, it's all good. But during the filming of the show, we did have a lot more time together, which was nice too. So it's kind of good to have the phases where we're together a lot.
Right.
And then he's like, bye.
Yeah, peace out. Get out of here. All right, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Geez, I know, these are the worst. I'm so bad.
So easy. Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, it would be a Shania Twain song. Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Mm. I do too. Last movie you saw in theaters?
Oh, we just talked about that the other day. It's the one with the girls, the girls.
What's it called?
Schoolgirl?
No,
directed by Olivia Wilde.
It's like Super Bad, but with the girls.
Oh, wow.
Book Smart.
Jonah Hill's
Book Smart.
Oh, but was it good?
It was great.
It was great.
It's Jonah Hill's sister who stars in it.
Oh.
So she's really funny. Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, my gosh. Growing up, I mean, I want to say like a Christina Aguilera. Like, we're talking, what age are we talking? We're talking really young. Yeah, like I'm
like
Genie.
A kid,
that Genie
young.
In the Bottle came out, man.
You were more Team Aguilera, not Britney, huh?
Absolutely, I was for sure more of an Aguilera than Britney. I don't know. Yeah,
so who has got a lot of great? I've been Britney.
Really? Were you Britney? Were you Britney or an Aguilera?
Britney all day.
Really? No, I was Aguilera. Okay. I don't know, something, you know, especially, I don't know, whatever.
You like that Genie in a Bottle vibe?
Not the Genie in the Bottle. Then she got like a little crazy too. Like
when she was like,
all of a sudden she was just like bam,
naughty Christina.
There we go.
What about you,
naughty
Caitlin?
Christina.
God, all I can think of is Eric Dane for some reason.
I'll settle down there.
She was actually one of the McSteamy.
Grey's Anatomy. So it's not really when I was super young, but you know
he is hot.
She's like last week.
He's a hot.
Currently,
I can say he's hot.
Worst subject in school.
Math. Yeah. Not great at math.
See, we really
I guess. I guess. Yeah, math. I don't know.
I would say the same. I was never into math.
I was good in like algebra, you know, and then all of a sudden I started getting past that and all of a sudden it just wasn't working for me.
Actually, gym wasn't great for me either.
Like and shapes.
Honestly, and there's tutors in the future for the kids.
Honestly, though, like how often are you using that stuff? Like how often are you using geometry?
It's so true.
Literally never.
It's so
never.
True. It's very true.
Favorite reality show other than The Hills?
I know mine.
Born This Way.
Yes, thank you. Same one. Born This Way.
We're huge Born This Way fans.
That is the one on TLC where...
It's on A&E.
Okay.
About the kids that have Down syndrome.
Yes.
And it is just the most wonderful show.
Yes,
we're
yes,
obsessed
yes.
with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. That's
we're super fans of the entire cast.
Yeah. I know. It's incredible.
Right on. Well, again, congratulations and thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Show everything you got
really
going on.
It.
Thank you.
Hopefully there's kiddos in the future. Not to put any pressure right there.
Yeah. No big deal. Thanks. Appreciate that. Appreciate
Watch The Hills, New Beginnings, Mondays on MTV. You can follow them on Instagram at Brody Jenner and at Caitlin. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Right on
with Mario Lopez.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.